Hashem, all of our learning should be Le'ilu Nishmos Kadoshim, who are on such high level to begin with, and Mr. Hashem, they should also have a continued Le'ilu Nishmos. We're in Perek Zayin, and we now have a section that it's hard even to stop in the middle because we're dealing with a process, a graphic, step-by-step description of how an individual can be seduced by his own Yetzirah. How his own Yetzirah ambushes him until he just loses it all and it self-destructs and commits a spiritual harikari. And in other words, we're going to have to see it over a number of days because it begins here in Pasuk Ches and it continues all the way to the end of the Perek. So the overall picture is of an individual taking a stroll, passes by the corner of a house where there is an Isha Zona, and she greets him very, very warmly, explains to him that there's no one around, he's not going to get caught, that she has food, she has drink, she has more to offer, and he's going to have the greatest time of his life, and he just falls into the trap and just self-destructs. How does this happen? How does this happen to an individual who is a Ben Torah? So the Shlomo HaMelech and the Gra and Chazal had a tremendous, tremendous understanding in the Yetzirah. Again, this is a mashal. One doesn't have to walk on the street. One could be surfing on a computer. It could be a Yetzirah of gambling. It could be a Yetzirah of a million and one areas that a person can fall in, but the process is all the same process. And so here, the first step of the process is over bashuk. Over bashuk means a fellow is just taking a stroll out of the Beis Medrash. He just goes, goes to Amsterdam Avenue, over goes Saint Nicholas. That's a little more shuk, right? Over bashuk goes to Saint Nicholas Avenue. What's so bad about taking a walk? So over here the Gra points out mihayadua shayetzahara matchila mitchila hu nikra helech acharkach oreach v'acharkach ish. That the Yetzirah doesn't all of a sudden tell a person, it's really kedai for you to be Al Capone. It's really kedai for you to be a serial murderer. It's really kedai for you to be a porn addict. It's really kedai for you, in other words, to put out a Hustler magazine. That's how the Yetzirah begins. The Yetzirah begins with just, in other words, there's a big world out there. Just taste a little. Just open up your eyes. Just get a feeling for what's going on. Not even to do anything. Just to be aware. Just to be aware of all of the options that exist in life. To be an open-minded person. That's, in other words, all of this is learned out from Nasan HaNavi. Nasan HaNavi, after the Maisa of David and Bathsheba, comes to David HaMelech, and he talks to him. And he says, I'll tell you a story. Vayavo helech le'isha ashir, that there was a wealthy person, and someone strolled by this wealthy person. Vayachmova kachat mitzano v'karo, and the wealthy person decided that he wanted to give this itinerant individual a meal. But then the itinerant individual moves over from being a helech to being an oreach, asos oreach. And the next thing you know, vayiskachet kivsata ish harash, vayas la ish hayavo helech. Then he becomes a balabayas. He moves from an itinerant wanderer to a guest to a balabayas. That's the nature of the Yetzirah. It always begins as just an itinerant wanderer, just surfing, just opening up the papers to see what's going on in the world. New York Times has a lot of sections. So today I look at a section I never saw previously, just to look, just to see. So that's the Helech. Then it moves over into being an Oreach. An Oreach is someone that I want to spend a bit of time with, but not to stay here permanently. It's just meant to spend an hour or two to be a host. And then it turns into an Ish. Then it turns into a Balabayas. So over here, this is how the process begins. Over Bashuk Shein, Yetzirah matchil tchila ba'adam rach b'machshava. Lo b'ma'aseh, and it's over bashuk. I'm reading the Gra, right? Eno rak b'ha'avara ba'alma, just touching, just sort of perusing. V'rak bashuk. In other words, I'm not going, who knows where, in other words, I'm not going into the wrong sites. I'm just, you know, there's a lot to be found, even on sites that are. I'm going to New York Post site, right? Not going into Playboy, New York Post, right? Just so of course, if I could pick it up on the newsstand, although I'd be embarrassed. But you know, it's something. It's a shuk. Acharkach im yazov yom yomayim tazvenu. Person has to realize that one step then turns into two, and the two steps then turns into four. Kevan shemitrachik od min haTorah, who mekariv es atzmo leYetzahara. That the person has to realize that taking a step out means, you know, taking a step out of my concentration, of my mindset in terms of being an Eved Hashem. If I want to take a stroll in the world, so this stroll is then going to turn into two strolls. Two strolls are going to turn into four strolls. And then the Yetzirah is going to move from being the Arai into being the Keva. Over Bashuk Eitzel Pina. Pina means her corner. Kuomar leha Pina shepina hayetzahara. Pina doesn't only mean a quarter, a corner. Pina means a vacuum. That I'm mefaneh. I move things out, right? There, Mishnayis mefanin. I move things out. I created a vacuum. I created a hole in my life in which this now, you know, there's room for this helich, and the moment that I have that, acharkach, I move from the pina, from the temporary space that I emptied out, into derech beita yitzad, right? Moves from a helich to an oreach, and then derech beita. Hakol bebeita, right? Hi kvar balat habayit. The person has to realize that there is over here a slippery slope. Just to continue, b'neshef be'erev yom b'ishon laila va'afela, that one has to realize that this world is a world of darkness. That's how Chazal understand that this is the nature of this world. Gemara Masechta Daf Beis, yemei ha'olam nikra'im laila. So how then do we see in this world if it's a world of darkness? We see because ha'Torah hu ha'or shemei ha'olam hazeh. Without Torah, we really stumble. But because Baruch Hashem, we have Torah, we're able to see Tov, we're able to see Ra, we're able to understand what's really going around. However, in darkness, in the world of darkness, you have different planes. The world of darkness starts off from Neshef. Neshef means that it's twilight. Treinishvehavi, again, that same Gemara in Psachim, Gemara in Brachos. Noshaf Hayom, it's not yet dark. In other words, it's sort of, you know, it's sort of the sun is already down, things are beginning to get a bit hazy. Then you move over into Erev. Erev is already Haskola Salaila, we call Tzeisar Kochavim. But still, if you look at the other side of the sky, you'll still see some light, at least in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way it goes. Then, that's what Shlomo Melech wrote. Then Be'ishon Laila, now we're midnight, that's the Choshech, but that's not even the total Choshech. The total Choshech is, like in Mitzrayim, is the Afela, that the darkest is before the dawn, right? Before morning, that's when things are really darkest. That's the Choshech, the Choshech Machshich. So one has to realize that that when we are currently in the day, our day is provided to us by our Torah learning. Our Torah learning is Pshat, Drash, Remez, Sod. When we begin to take a step out of our Torah learning, the first thing to go, of course, is the Sod, right? And then we move over from Yom into Neshef. And then, next thing to go is the Remez. Then you move from Neshef into Erev. Next thing to go is Chazal, is the Drashas. Then you move over into Ishon Laila. Next thing to go is Pshat, Azu Ba'afela Mamash, Enbo Or Klal. Again, that one has to realize that there is a direct connection between the amount that one is enveloped himself in Torah and the ability of the Yetzirah to ambush the individual. The Yetzirah needs Laila. It needs darkness. There's a famous story that we'll just end off, that of Rav Shalom Shvadron, when he once came to Gruz, to VMT, and he told the mashal of a farmer, Kafri, who came for the first time to the city and went to a movie, and the lights went out, and the movie began, and all of a sudden he pulls a flashlight out of his pocket, and he he points it at the screen, and no one can see anything. And people tell him, put out the light, put out the light. He says, but I want to see better. I want to see what's really there. No. You can only see when the light is off. Namely, people want to move into a world of imagination. The moment that they see that there's really nothing there, they're going crazy. In other words, so the darkness allows the Yetzirah. So if one is in total light, okay, so then, but the moment that one begins the process, then you move from the Heilach to the Oreach to the Ish. Okay, so we'll continue B'li Neder tomorrow. Pasuk Yud.